cutie.
We made eye contact.
Misconnections.
That was me staring.
There are only two places to find true love. One of those would be the love store when you're trying to fill your love basket with all kinds of love goodies.
What?
The other would be the pages of Craigslist.org. Every week we scour that website to bring you the best that it has to offer. This first misconnection from Craigslist is titled, "Met You in the Cruise Ship Buffet Line, Man for Woman 77.
Ooh.
When I saw you at the breakfast buffet taking the last spoonful of hash browns, I thought two things. One, they better have more.
Yeah, that was my first thought for you, buddy, too.
And two, those are going to go straight to your hips. Just like me.
Hey, nice.
Okay, wait, so you turned a rude compliment into...
A
no,
rude
sir.
Sexual compliment.
Nope.
You had curly red silver hair, and your giggle captivated the room. Aww. Like a hearty adult laugh track from a really good sitcom. But to be honest, your perfume is what drew me in. And then I realized it was just the bacon. At that point, I was in too deep.
Oh, I will say, why is there not bacon perfume?
Oh, I'm sure there is.
I introduced myself and told a small lie. I said I was the captain of the ship and I invited you over to my table.
Yeah, she's not buying that, man.
She obviously
wasn't born yesterday. She's 77.
But he may be old, but he still got it. He's smooth.
You inquired about my casual outfit for having such an important position, and I replied saying, "Captains have to let loose sometimes, sweetheart."
Yeah!
And here's a little secret. Some of us don't even like underwear.
Okay, now we're getting creepy.
It just sounds so loose down there.
We agreed to meet in the jacuzzi.
Whoa.
At midnight.
Wow.
But alas, I never made it.
I fell asleep
watching TV.
Yeah. Don't worry, buddy. I bet she did, too.
Yeah.
I mean, midnight's pretty late for you guys.
Yeah, 8 p.m. is like midnight.
Yeah, why wouldn't you do that? Like, hey, meet me there at 8:30.
When I got to the hot tub at 2 in the morning, you weren't there. All that was left was a lonely piece of bacon next to the bubble button,
aww,
which I assume you left for me.
That's cute. She did. She liked him.
Yeah, I love a woman who leaves a trail of bacon wherever she goes. Are you kidding me?
The cruise ended the next day, but you know what didn't? My Viagra prescription.
Oh, hey, okay. Get it.
Doc says my ticker can handle it. I guess the question is, can you? And that's from a guy named Martin.
Martin?
I don't think she can handle it, Martin. This next actual misconnection from Craigslist is titled, "I gave you $5 and you said nothing. Woman for man downtown." It says, "I saw you performing from across the street. You looked sad and lonely. Maybe it was because you had a giant frown painted on your face, and you were a real-life mime." Pretty cool. I haven't seen a mime in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't either. That's a good shtick to get some cash on the streets.
"You made my heart skip a beat when you threw an imaginary rope around my waist and pulled me towards you. When I took off the pretend rope, you then built me a pretend house and knocked on an invisible door. I peeked out the imaginary window and said out loud, 'I'm sorry, I can't let you in. I don't know you.'"
Okay, listen, first rule of miming, no talking, lady.
Yeah.
"You became frustrated with my response and attempted to break in. I tried to leave out the pretend back door, but you got next to me and imitated walking in a windstorm."
That's like literally
I can picture it all.
A
yeah.
Mime robbery, like a stick up.
"As your arms flailed and your legs trembled, you still figured out how to point to your heart, and that's the first time in my life I ever considered going out with a mime."
Aww, that's really sweet.
"For the next 10 minutes, we sat down on a park bench and shared an invisible meal together. It was delicious, and the wine was incredible."
Oh, vintage.
Hey.
"At one point, I told you I couldn't stay any longer, so you smiled gently and quickly built an invisible wall in front of you so you could lift your chin up over it and wave goodbye. I went back the next day and you weren't there, so I left an imaginary note. If you don't find it, respond to this real one."
That's not going to
work.
Helen. Yeah, that's, no, it's not.
Do mimes send email?
Yeah, imaginary email.
I don't know.
Or is it just an email with no subject line
yep.
and nothing in the body of the email?
That's right.
This next Craigslist misconnection is titled Met You at My Grandpa's Funeral. Woman for man.
Ooh, what?
Mid-40s. Says, I was emotional when I met you last Saturday as I watched you bury my peepaw next to my meemaw.
She's hitting on the grave digger?
As you shoveled away, you were kind and tried to make me feel better by telling knock-knock jokes.
Okay.
I guess he's got an arsenal in there just waiting.
You would think that after years of using the excuse my grandpa died, I'd be cool with it, but I wasn't quite ready for the real thing.
Okay.
Oh my God. She brings up a good point. Like at some point, yeah, after you've said it so many times, it should be real already.
Yeah. I turned away for a moment to dab my eyes and you appeared over my shoulder with a small bouquet of flowers, and I asked, are you a magician? And you whispered, kind of.
No, I just steal bouquets from other gravesites. Yeah. It's not really magic, ma'am.
Before I knew it, you became my shoulder to cry on as I told you everything about my grandpa's final days. You comforted me by saying, there, you will be with him soon enough.
Whoa.
Wait.
Says, that was a threat.
That wouldn't feel good to me to hear that.
Yeah.
Says, before I could inquire further, my limo driver honked the horn, and I knew this fairy tale encounter was ending.
Oh.
You then leaned on your shovel and gave me a cute, crooked little smile, and I could make out at least 4 adorable teeth.
Oh, wow.
As the car pulled away, you told me to come back tomorrow night, and you could show me some really weird stuff.
Oh, yeah, always, don't go back.
Always meet a guy with 4 teeth in a graveyard at night. Good idea.
And it goes on to say, well, something's happened, and I never made it back to you.
Oh.
Now your bosses said you don't work there anymore. Let's continue where we left off.
What? No,
I don't know. She's writing on Craigslist. Maybe they're match made in heaven.
Yeah, I think he's probably creeped out by her now. Yeah.